this, again, is one of those things that I did when I was president of AES. I, you know, the DOD had come out with a booklet or pamphlet that said that the Russians were saving 100,000 man years a year of engineering by making use of the information that they learned in our open conferences, such as the radar conference, which AES sponsors, and navigation and so on. And so I sent a letter to Secretary Pearl saying that what AES was doing was to try to reverse the technology flow, was starting to publish abstracts and references in our systems magazine of papers published in Eastern Bloc countries. And I got a very nice letter back from, I think, Steve Ryan, who was Pearl's deputy, saying that he thought AES was doing an excellent job for U.S. industry. And, I mean, I've got the letter here someplace. I'll show it to you. But in any event, we did that. I mean, this was before I was editor of the magazine. This was when I was president. And but actually, I'll just mention another thing. I went to a an OSS conference. I saw this advertised. And OSS, of course, I thought of Office of Strategic Services. But in looking at the ad closely, it's Open Systems Solutions. And I went to this meeting, and as a matter of fact, I talked to the guy that had formed the company and was president, and was a retired CIA type. And I asked him if he was trading on the OSS name, and he laughed and said, yeah. In the this first conference that I went to, their speakers on the opening day were Alvin and what's her name, Toffler.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his wife's name, but in any event, then on the last day, they had a panel session with four retired KGB colonels, and after the panel session, they opened it for questions, and so I raised my hand and I got up and I said that DOD had published this pamphlet saying that the Russians had saved 100,000 man years per year of engineering by going to U.S. open conferences. Now, can you confirm those figures? And then there was a discussion up on the platform in Russian, and finally the colonel that had been the Philby contact, you know, in London during the war, had came back to the microphone and laughed. He said, no, but it's a useful figure to take back to Moscow. So, but in any event, this was one of the things I tried to have us to do, you know, to try to reverse the technology flow. And now, again, Steve Ryan, you know, I'd asked for suggestions. Were there any other things we could do? And he suggested having us publish sort of trip reports from Eastern Bloc countries, people that went there. But this was not really feasible because the people were being sent over there by their companies. And there was no way that their company
wanted the other companies to know what they were up to.
Yeah, and so... But in any event, this was the thing I did as AES president to try to address this problem. Now, the other thing, of course, was that, you know, the NIH factor. And, you know, back, well, probably... shortly after I moved down here, when I was still at Maryland Electronics, I met with, I forgot whether it was an IEEE thing. Anyway, we had some NASA people. NASA was trying to get the stuff that they had done out in the industry, and they were finding that a lot of the small companies wouldn't use the stuff that they had come up with because of the NIH factor, not invented here. In other words, the chief engineers of small companies would not use it unless they'd developed it in their own company. And again, this was not only a small company problem, it is a problem in large companies, because when I was at Westinghouse, one of the things that I, one of the jobs I had was manager of R&D programming. And you know, Westinghouse has a research lab up in Pittsburgh, and then I was in the advanced development laboratories here at the advanced technology laboratory, and then you had the regular engineering, and the communication between these was very poor. In other words, the research labs would only talk to the advanced technology labs, and advanced technology labs would only talk to the engineering, and then and production engineering was another. So what I did when I was a manager of R&D programming, I set up a meeting where I took 20 of our managers from Baltimore up to Pittsburgh and had them make a presentation up there. And then I got 20 of the managers up in Pittsburgh to come down here to Baltimore and do a similar thing here to get a better interaction between the two. And it was much better by the time I left Westinghouse. But I was chatting with somebody, at Raytheon, I've forgotten who it was now. But he said the problem was the same there. But the point I'm making is that the Russians probably only were able to send maybe a dozen people to these conferences. And I would be very surprised if when they went back to Russia, they were able to get this information distributed, because I suspect that the Russians have the same NIH factor that we do. I mean, because they're humans, and humans are NIH individuals.